afternoon for everyone. Good afternoon. Okay, let's all stand. Let's turn to our neighbors and tell them, I'm glad you're right next to me today. Amen, amen. It's a wonderful day to worship our God. Amen? Amen. So let's pray. God, we thank you for this day. This is a day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, Father. We acknowledge how faithful you have been. We acknowledge how great you are, Lord Father. Truly, you have never forsaken us. You have never left our side. And in this place today, we ask that you meet us here face to face, God, so that we can declare how worthy you are, how beautiful you are, how majestic you are, Lord Father. So be in this place today, Father. Let nothing distract us from worshiping you and meeting you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Lord, in this place. The Lord is in this place. Come, Holy Spirit, dry bones awaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place.
You are here, Lord.
Here, Lord. Forsaken. He who promised that he will not leave us nor forsake us. And thus the promise of God. In Hebrews chapter 10 verse 23 it says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." The song that we are singing are not just song, but it's a confession of our hope, a confession of our faith. It's more than a song for us as children of God. There's a deep meaning of those verses and choruses and bridges because of what we have experienced, the goodness and faithfulness of God. That's why the writer of Hebrews again reminds us to hold fast on that confession of our hope without wavering. Nang hindi ka panghihinaan, nang hindi ka mawawala ng pag-asa. Friends, when a believer has his hope fixed on Christ and relies on the faithfulness of God, then he will not waver. We can hold on to our hope, to our faith, because our hope is anchored on Christ. Hope is described as an anchor for the soul. If a person loses hope, he will feel very miserable. And I know we have witnessed people who lose hope. And it's very difficult because hope defines as an anchor for the soul. And Christians can expect that the promises God has made will be fulfilled because behind them, behind those promises in the Bible, is God in whom we can have full confidence. Sa Tagalog, itinaya ng Diyos ang kanyang pangalan sa kanyang mga pangako. Behind those promises is a God whom we can have our full confidence. At ipag ibinigay, when God made a promise, He will fulfill it. Amen. He will fulfill it. So the encouragement today for us in Hebrews is that we hang on. We keep that confidence of hope and do not waver. Huwag tayong panghinaan. Because we can put our confidence in God. So whatever we're going through right now, katulad po ng ating inawit, "Not for a minute, I was forsaken." And if you have experienced that in your life, mahirap kalimutan. Because God will always remind us of His goodness, of His faithfulness. Amen. So it's a wonderful reminder that even though we are unfaithful, we are not worthy, out of His grace and mercy, out of His love and compassion, if we come to God, the Bible says, if we come to Him, He will not neglect us. He will receive us. So whatever we are going through right now, we just continue to commit ourselves, our circumstances to God, who is in control of everything. Let's pray. Father, we thank You because we have our hope and that's you, Lord. And you have proven to us, O God, in the past that you are good and faithful. You provided for all our needs. And Lord, I know that you have remained the same yesterday, today, and forever. That you will take care of your children and you're true to your promises. So thank you, Father, that we can place any burden that we have in our hearts today unto your feet. Any worry that we have, Lord, we just continue to commit to you. And whatever our brothers and sisters are going through right now, Lord, as we come today, we pray, Lord, that we will just put our hope and confidence in you, Lord. Allow us to release all this unto your feet, unto your hands. At marami pong salamat for your presence and for your word, giving us encouragement. And Lord, for the rest of this service, we continue to pray and ask for your spirit to freely touch and move. And as we receive your word, Lord, our hearts will be a good soil to your word. Receive our worship and prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Palakpakan po natin ang Panginoon.
God is good all the time. Amen. May I invite everyone to thank God and praise Him for all the blessings He has given us. Today, let us give cheerfully to the Lord. Let us read these verses from the scripture and encourage everyone to read them with me. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 to 2. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Let us all together read a response to the word of God before we give our tithes and offering. As we offer our tithes and offering, we are reminded of Christ's amazing love and to follow His example. Called to be like Christ, we are to walk in love and to care for others, just as Christ sacrificially loved us and gave Himself for us. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude for the chance to give and worship you through our tithes and offering. You are the source of abundance, and you have shown us the profound example of sacrificial love by giving everything for us. Guide us to align with your purpose and will, and may our giving be a heartfelt expression of our devotion. With love and reverence, we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Let's give cheerfully to the Lord.
Good afternoon po. Once again, batiin niyo po inyong katabi ng magandang tanghali. Good afternoon. At this juncture po, we will welcome our visitors who have visited us for the first time. But before that, kung meron pong second, this is your second or third time na you visited us, we just want to acknowledge you once again. Taas niyo lang po yung kamay ninyo para makita. Second or third time po. Ayan, salamat po. Thank you for coming back. Maraming salamat po. Meron po tayong 4 na visitors po ngayon. You have visited us for the first time. As I call on your name po, tayo lang po kayo sandali. And we will acknowledge you at we will pray for you din po. So, tinatawagan po namin, welcome po kay Miss Veronica Bande. Welcome po, Miss Mary Molina. Pastor Eber Molina, welcome po. And Miss Rose Faith Rosario. Palakpakan po natin, Panginoon. Welcome po again. Kung wala pa po kayong home church sa Living Word, you can always come back to visit us. Ano po? At after the service po, siguro give us about 5 minutes of your time. Yung host nyo po will bring you to one of the rooms, so some refreshments, and then pagpipray po kayo. At kung may tanong din po kayo sa church, pwede po silang mag-share sa inyo. Thank you for coming po. Pag-pray po natin sila, pag-pray po namin kayo. Let's stretch forth our hands today. Marami pong salamat, Lord, for our friends who have visited us. Thank you and let this day be a blessing to them, O God. Makarinig ng iyong salita, encouragement, meet new friends. But we just continue to pray, Lord, that you continue to bless yung kanilang buhay, ang stay nila sa Singapore, at ang trabaho o anumang pinagkakaabalahan ng kanilang kamay, Lord, continue to bless the work of their hands, and may your blessings be upon them and their family. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Tumayo po tayo lahat. Tayo ay magkamayan. Batiin po natin yung ating first-timer. Kamayan po natin sila. Sige po, tayo po tayong lahat.
Sama ka ngayon. Palakpakan natin ating Panginoon. Praise the Lord. Thank you, worship team, for leading us in a time of worship. Praise God. Before we dive into God's Word, let me highlight a few announcements. Ito po, firstly, our early morning prayer. We will have our early morning prayer Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That's 5 a.m. and also Sunday, 6 a.m. via Zoom. So join us. Ayan po yung Zoom link and details, Zoom details po. And at this coming Wednesday, we will have our in-person prayer time, 7:30 p.m. dito po sa Shekinah Hall. And also, we would like to encourage you, kung kayo po ay may boses or marunong kayo mag-instrumento, tanong mo katabi mo, may boses ka ba? Ayan. We are calling for you na to join the worship team. Again, hindi ito performances, but importantly, meron kayong heart to serve the Lord and people, you know? So, if you have that heart and the Lord calling you to join us, titingnan naman namin kung pwede kayong kumanta. Kasi baka naman flat palagi o sharp, mahirap naman dito. Hindi na nakaka-bless yun. So, we want to go through, if you have a heart to serve in this capacity, contact Sister Emily. And starting next week, we will have our a house of prayer, cultivating our prayer life. Ito po, for the whole of March, in between the services, we will have a seminar. Everyone is invited, care group leader, ministry leaders, your members. We encourage na sumama po kayo. Kasi sometimes, we those basic, we forgot. You know, tanong mo sa katabi mo, nagpe-pray ka pa ba? Baka naman pagpagkain lang. You know, we have to go deeper in our prayer life. So join us sa ating tong series, training a house of prayer, cultivating a prayer life. And the following events, we have evangelism training and also discipleship in the coming months. But importantly, we'd like to encourage you to join us sa AG conference na ito, Fresh Fire, sa 22nd and 23rd May sa Trinity Pailibar. Ito po ay organized by the Assemblies of God Churches in Singapore, and all the Singapore churches na AG will attend. So, encourage you to join us. Yung 22nd po ay, alam ko, ay public holiday, pero may conference fee siya. Yan po, full conference fee and also one day. Kung one day lang po kayo, $30. So please contact and approach the iConnect for more details. We encourage you to join us. And I heard some of them who preached and taught, they were really engaging and they really challenged us to go deeper sa salita ng Panginoon. Okay? Yan. We have also, important is our camp. Take note po ito, church camp. And ito po, special announcement from our office team, Lost and Found. Ayan. Kung nawawala po ang inyong tubig, please. Yung online dyan, nanonood na online, baka ito ay nasa sa inyo rito, ha? Okay. So, if this one of your cup, please po, kasi itatapon na namin po yan. Okay? Praise the Lord. Just turn to the person beside you and tell that person, I'm glad that you're sitting again beside me. Woo! Pasensahin niyo po ang boses ko. I just recovered from flu. Still recovering from flu. But I thank sa ating Panginoon that He is our healer. And so, you know, we thank the Lord that here we are once again to worship and study God's Word. Based on our key theme this year, His Ways, at hopefully memorize niyo. Ready, go! Nako. Meron sa isang sister dito, sabi, teach me, Lord! Okay, sundan natin ha. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. And I pray that it will not just be a memory verse, but a lifestyle. A lifestyle. And last week, Brother Sam shared to us the value of walking in truth. Brother Sam challenged us that if we desire to live in His ways, we need to embrace the truth, follow the truth, and also share the truth. Today, we'll continue to discuss our church theme, and I would like all of us to stand today as we read our Bible verses, as we give reverence to God's Word. We'll be reading from Psalms 86. Let's read together. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I give thanks to you, O Lord my God. With my whole heart, I will glorify your name forever. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there's any grievous ways in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Let us pray. Panginoon, as we have read our text today, it's a petition, it's a prayer. I pray, Lord, ganoon din po ang aming mga puso, that we will desire, Lord, to walk in your ways, that we will walk in your way, that you will walk in your truth, that you will unite our heart to love you and honor you and to fear you. Panginoon, I pray as a church that there will be a transformation in our heart. Lord, come and have your way. Holy Spirit, as we look into your word, we ask, O God, that you teach us. Open our hearts, Lord, ears, Lord, our spiritual eyes to see the condition of our hearts so that we may surrender it to you and that you will form it so that it will be in line and be focused in you. So, Panginoon, come and take over in our service this afternoon. May you be lifted up and be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I've entitled this sermon, Sayo ang aking puso. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, go. Yung iba nakikilig na. Sayo ang aking puso. In English, my heart is yours. Wow! Yung iba ang nakikilig, sabi mo, nagtatawanan sa likod. I've entitled this sermon, Sayo ang aking puso. A few weeks ago when we were having our office devotion and prayer, in the midst of our sharing, si Sister Eva biglang nag-share ng isang Tagalog na kanta. May kanta siyang shinare. Ewan ko bakit kami biglang nag-share siya. I think meron siyang shinishare na chismis. Kaya napupunta kami doon. But we were just talking and then she shared this song. Please beg, bahina po ako sa Tagalog, bagsak ang aking Tagalog, but help me read, okay? Ito yung lyrics ng first verse, okay? Okay, yung etong dito ha, dito muna, basahin nyo. 1, 2, 3, go! Ang hirap naman yan. Okay, one, two, three, go! Isa lang ang maari. Mahal kita ng labis, ngunit iba ang iyong nais. Grabe. Grabe itong lyrics na to. Sabi ko, Tita Eva, bakit yun na shinare yan? O, punta na tayo sa bridge. Anong sabi ng singer? Go. At siya'y narito. Sa akin, wagas na pag-ibig. Nalilitong, litong, litong, lito. Ay, grabe, no? Now, let's go to the chorus, ha? Chorus. Yung chorus ay pamatay, eh. Ibang level yung chorus, eh. Yung iba, alam niyo yung melody. Kinakanta niyo to sa karaoke paminsan. Alright, go! Ikaw ba? Sa puso. Isip mo ba o puso ko, nalilito, litong, litong, lito, sino ang pipiliin ko? Mahal ko o mahal ako? Ah, matindi. Sino ba pipiliin mo? Yung mahal mo o mahal ka niya? You know, this is a very tricky question. Very tricky question. Mahirap sagutin, but you know, in if you studied biblically, very self-centered itong pag-ibig na to. Very self-centered. You know, the person who wrote this song have a divided heart. May divided heart siya. And she's confused. Tama? Confused siya. Hindi niya alam. Hindi niya alam gagawin. She's confused and there's no peace in her heart. Kaya nga sabi nga dito, nalilitong, litong, litong, lito. Pag binasa mo yung other later song, yung bridge doon, ilang beses niya sinabi ito, nalilitong, litong, 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 lito, lito ako. You notice this, when you have a divided heart, it will affect your mind in your perspective. Now, this is important to take note because it's not just in our love life. Not just in our love life, in the way we live our life, in our decision making, in our future plan, in our ministry, in even in small situation, when you have a divided heart, it's very, very hard to decide. Similarly, if not only cause us to have confusion, when we have divided heart, what happens is that it's very hard for us to progress forward. When we have a divided heart, it leads us to be stagnant. Kasi stuck tayo. It will cause us to be frustrated because we're stuck. There are tension in different direction that's trying to capture us. The right will pull you, the left will pull you, and you don't know where to follow. You know, sometimes when we have this situation, we experience setbacks despite of the minor changes we did in our life. Kaya hindi lang ikaw confused, hindi ka lang litong-lito, you are also stuck. Because you have a divided heart. Now, to illustrate this, I would like to use a soccer team that I love, Manchester United. Yes. See, the Manchester United, for many years, they won a lot of awards. They won a lot of trophy. But in 2023, the manager stepped down. For many years, they tried to win a lot. They tried to do a lot of things, but they have not won any major title. They hired good managers. They bought good players. They brought back a prominent former players. Yet, they hardly won any trophies. And one of the managers said, sabi niya, Manchester United don't need minor adjustment. He don't need cosmetic external changes. What it need is an open heart surgery. You see, when we are stuck, we can change minor things in our life, but you cannot move forward. You know, it simply says, unless they deal with the core issues, no matter how many things, how many good managers they put, or how many good players they hire, engage, unless there is an internal change in them, no improvement will be experienced. This illustration gives us an idea what happened to us when we are divided in our spiritual life. You see, when our heart is not right, we will be confused. It also hinders us from moving forward in what the Lord wants us to be. Some people want to be used by God, but they cannot move forward dahil meron stuck sa puso nila. They're divided. And also, this illustration reminds us there's no quick fix. There are times in our lives that in order to move forward, to move ahead, we need to confront and deal issues in our hearts. To deal issues in our hearts. You see, brothers and sisters, like the psalmist, may we have the same desires that we will come to God and humbly say, Lord, come and intervene in my heart. Baguhin mo ang aking puso. That you may come and give us singleness in heart. A heart totally dedicated to you, undivided and surrendered to you. But you know, I realize as you grow in faith, there is always a danger that we can become complacent. The more you grow in your ministry, the more you mature in understanding of the word, you begin to neglect to consider what's happening in your heart. The scripture warns us in Proverbs 4, it says, keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. It is scripture telling us to keep your heart, to guard your heart. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, guard your heart. Let me ask ourselves today, when was the last time you checked your heart? Hawakan mo yung katabi mo, tingin mo yung BP niya. Baby powder, sabi. When was the last time you checked your heart? When was the last time we checked our heart? When was the last time we really confront the issues that God is dealing in our heart? When was the last time we come to Jesus and said, Lord, come take over. I will give you my heart. Because many times in our prayer, we ask God, Lord, give me this, give me this, give me this. But we hardly stop and say, Lord, check my heart that I may give it to you. See, no matter how long you've been a Christian or how effective your ministry is, you might be a pastor, you might be a cell group leader, you might be an elder, you might be a worship leader, there is always a danger, a tendency for us to have a divided heart if we left our hearts unchecked. But I do believe as people of God, if we are to grow and live in His ways, ganda ng boses ko, no? Parang rakista. Pasensya na. Mamaya magsarabat ako. If we are to live and grow in His ways, we must sincerely come to God and say, Lord, unite my heart to fear your name. You see, the first thing that the psalmist, what the first thing we can learn from the psalmist's prayer was his intention. You know, his desire is to fear his name. To fear His name leads us to the first point. We surrender our hearts because only God deserves the honor. Only God deserves the glory. Only God deserves our worship. You see, before we talk about what should we do or how should we do it, let's ask ourselves, ano ba ang motivation ng psalmist na ito? Ano ba ang end goal niya? Ano ba ang focus niya? You see, if you read Psalms 86, it can be divided in a few parts. In verse 1 to 7, it speaks of a God who answers prayer. And then in verse 8 to 10, it speaks of a God, there's no other God. And then verse 14 to 17, it focuses on God, that He is the source of comfort, source of help. And repeatedly in this psalm, it speaks that God has great steadfast love. But at the center of these psalms, in verse 11 and 12, this is David's response to God. And he says here, we read this earlier on, teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I give thanks to you, O Lord, my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. You see, as David reflect on the goodness of God, the faithfulness of God, the character of God in his life, as he remember how the Lord sustained him, as he remember how the Lord has been guiding him, protected him, how the source of his strength, his comfort, ang response niya ay papuri. And he said his reaction was what? To fear your name and I will glorify your name forever. You see, David's prayer, David's purpose and desire, and the reason why he prays to have a singleness of heart is so that he may be able to fear his name. Now, fear his name, we have to dive in. What does it mean, fear your name? It means many meanings. In Hebrew, it's to stand in awe, to give reverence, to honor, to respect. Many weeks back, I give you an illustration. First time I met my wife's father, yung pinuntahan ko siya first time sa bahay, takot ako sa tatay. Hindi ko alam paano mag-response. Hello po, tito. Hindi ko alam. Because my reverence. Before you came to Singapore, you had immigration. Ano, bago tatakan yung passport mo, ang bait-bait mo. Doon ka pinakamabait. Pag binigay mo yung passport, tinatakan, thank you, sir. Woo! Diyan ka lang ganyan. May reverence, may takot. You see, this reverence is not just an emotional feeling, but it translates to your action. Because this reverence, this fear, it speaks of what? It's synonym to righteous living. When David said, unite my heart to fear your name, it's not just an emotional feeling or reverence to the things that they will do in worship, but it also speaks of the life that he will live. Puso, buhay niya ay according to his glory and honor. May takot siya that he will desire to have a practical and righteous life. For example, in Leviticus 19:14, it says here, you shall not curse the deaf or put stumbling block before the blind, but you shall fear your God. See, it's connected. The way you fear God is also the way you relate to people. The way you act and behave is connected. Another one, 25 verse 17, he said, you shall not wrong anyone, but you shall fear your God, for I am the Lord your God. So the way you relate, your relationship, it also represents your fear to the Lord. Tingin mo katabi mo, palaway ba yan? Paminsan? You see, again, it speaks of your fear with the Lord. Now, in Deuteronomy, it speaks here. They say, you shall be with him, and they shall read it in all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord, his God, by keeping all the words of his law and his statute. You see, when we live in fear, in reverence, it means that we give reverence to God with all our life. In everything we do is to glorify God and to worship Him. When He said, unite my heart to fear your name, that its life will be consistent, His life will have integrity. What He do in front of here in the church is the same thing He do outside. My consistency. Now, for example, you come to church, ang ganda ng damit mo. Pagkatapos ng church, lalabas ko, tatanggalin mo yung ibang parts. Ah, oh, akala nyo, hindi ko alam, ha? My consistency. Now, the way you serve the church, if you're in the worship team, you don't just sing in front, but you also worship the Lord when no one is looking. There is consistency in the way you use your social media. How, what do you post? What kind of TikTok do you produce? I'm not saying TikTok is bad, but how you use it. See, TikTok is neutral, but how you use your TikTok. Baka naman iba-iba ang suot mo. May pinapakita ka. You see, there have to be consistency in the way you live your life to say that you fear God, not just when you come to church, ang bait-bait mo. Paglabas, iba na. When we live in fear in the Lord, there is consistency and integrity. That's what David is desiring. Unite my heart to fear your name. My consistency. My consistency. I spoke to a brother in our church. Sabi niya, when he was driving in Manila, suddenly pinatigil siya, nahuli siya ng MMDA. Alam niyo na ibig sabihin, right? Pag nahuli ka, alam niyo na yon. Hindi ko na kasi recorded tayo. Nahuli siya. So sabi ng officer, sir, ganito lang po yan. Ganito. Alam niyo na. Ganito lang po, sir. Pero yung brother na yon, hindi bumigay. Hindi, sir. Hindi po. Bigyan nyo na lang po ako kung ganito. Hindi, mas madali ito bigyan para umalis ka na. Hindi, sir. Hindi ako magbabayad. Mahal ko ang aking bansa. Oo, yun ang sinabi niya sa akin. Mahal ko ang aking bansa. But you see, this consistency in his life. No one is looking. The easy way out is... That's the easy way out. That's the culture of the world. But if you decide to unite my heart to fear your name, you have the integrity. Yung desire mo is, Lord, pag maglagay ba ako, pag nag-bribe ba ako, will this glorify you? Obviously not. You know, at the end, dahil after the exchange, nagsawa rin yung officer. Pinaalis din siya. You see, may we have the same heart like the psalmist, a desire, a life that fears name. And it's not just an emotional feeling, but a life that will glorify God. But in order for us to truly and honestly fear His name, we need our heart to be united. But we cannot do it by ourselves. And this leads us to the second point. We need to acknowledge the condition of our heart. We surrender our hearts to the Lord because our hearts are broken and tainted with sin. Our hearts are broken and tainted with sin. When we talk about heart, in this generation, ang topic nila, ang focus nila, pag sinabing heart, is emotion, feeling, sad, happy, glad, broken-hearted, parang ganun. But to a Hebrew person, when we talk about heart, it has a different meaning. It's not just emotion. Heart refers here a totality of man's inner or immaterial nature. What does it mean? This is my hand. Can you see it? Can you touch it? Where's your nose? Huh, where's your nose? Your ear. You can touch it. Those are physical things. That's material thing. But can you see love? Can you see anger? Can you see what you're thinking? Those are immaterial nature. See, heart here, when if you read in the Hebrew sa text, when you look at the heart, it's not just emotional when I mentioned, but it speaks of the personality function, the emotion, the thoughts, or the will, the holistic view of who we are. See, heart refers in the center of all the operation of human life. See, God created us perfect. However, when we fall into sin, our hearts were broken. And we have been our hearts has been tainted with sin. And interestingly, the first time the word heart was used, it was used in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. And look at this verse. It says here, the Lord saw the wickedness of man was great in earth, and that every intention and thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. So since the fall of man, there is in our heart that we decide to do things that's not right. You see, because of this condition of our heart, it contaminates our life. It contaminates our character. In Ecclesiastes verse chapter 8, verse 11, it says here, the heart of the children of man is fully set to do evil. In Matthew 15, verse 18, but what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person. It is not what you eat that defiles you, but what comes out from your mouth, from your heart, is the one that defiles a person. Now, if you compare the Old Testament and New Testament, you'll notice that without God's intervention to His people, the heart of man remained the same. Now, in the Old Testament, time and time again, the people were worshiping idols. They were worshiping God. Then after that, naintay sila. They fall into sin. They worship idol. And then they were taken captive and paikot-ikot. See, in the Old Testament, ganon ang nangyayari sa kanila. They were worshiping and openly committing sin against God. And God brought prophet. God brought judges to bring them back. Pabalikin sila. But ayaw nila dahil ang puso nila ay matigas. And this is what God said to them. In Isaiah 29, it says, because these people draw near with their mouth. You see, they were trying to worship idol, but at the same time worship their God. And this is what God said to them. These people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips, while their hearts are far from me. Ang hirap dyan. Now, in the New Testament, after learning the waywardness in the past, after learning their mistake in the past of what they did in the Old Testament, they were worshiping idol. Now they went to the extreme. They become strict in following the law of the Lord to the point that they even make details na bawal maligo sa Sabbath, bawal magluto, ganun. Imagine mo, bawal maligo. So they were trying to do their best to honor God by following the commandment. They become so legalistic. But you see what happened? What Jesus said to the Pharisees, he said, "These people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." You see, the expression of the sin might be different, but the root cause was the same. For example, some of us here are living like those in the Old Testament. We don't submit to God's lordship. We have idols in our heart. Now, those idols not necessarily ribulto, but things that we keep, and the Lord said, let it go. But you still keep it. Probably wrong relationship, wrong desires, and there are times in our heart that we keep sinning. And the Lord said, kapatid, anak, tanggalin mo yan. But you are hesitant because you love to dwell on that sin. See, the heart is far away. You are easily tempted. You're easily swayed by the passion of the world. Sabi nga sa 2 Timothy chapter 3, in the last day, it will come a difficult time for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parent, ungrateful, unholy, and the list goes on. That's what will happen. Now, in the New Testament, some of us may be like the New Testament Christians or people. We are Christian for many years, faithful to His commandment, serving in the ministry, but you despise people who does not look like you. Iba ang tingin mo sa tao na hindi ka equal mo. Hindi siya holy. Hindi siya righteous. Ako nakatapos ng SOL, ng IBI. Ako ay ministry head. Pero ang katabi ko, tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Sabi mo, A nobody. A copycat. We like this Pharisee, wrong motive. We are distracted by a wrong motive. And we elevate ourselves as better than the rest. To God, He sees that heart. Mayabang. We maintain certain religiosity, but there's no real worship that's rendered in the Lord. You see, the first step of restoration of heart is to acknowledge that our hearts are broken and tainted with sin. And I love this quote. Sabi dito ng quote. I don't know who wrote it. Sabi dito, the human heart, the heart of a human problem is the problem of the... Oh, basahin niyo muna. The heart of the human problem is the problem of the human heart. If we want restoration, if we want a heart that's undivided, we must acknowledge the condition of our heart. But one thing we learn is that we're not left alone. We're not left in our own demise. We have a God who knows our condition, and this leads us to the third point. We surrender our heart because only God knows your true condition. Hindi misis mo, hindi nanay mo, tatay mo, but only God sees your heart. Only God sees your heart. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, psst. God knows your heart. You see, Jeremiah 17, he says here, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? And I, Lord, searches the heart and test the mind. The first thing here is we learn the condition. And we highlighted it earlier on. The condition of our heart is deceitful. In thinking, in our attitude, in our way, we understand things iba-iba. But secondly, we learn from this verse that no man can truly understand the heart. Who can understand it? Sino ba talaga? Sino ba nakaka-discern ng ating mga puso? Sino ba talaga? Si pastor ba? Hindi ko madi-discern ang puso nyo. Hindi ko alam. Hindi ko alam. See, man tries to explain it. Man tries to solve it. I told you before, no one taught my children to sin. No one taught my children to lie. One interesting about my daughter, she loved chocolate. Kaya binibigay niya chocolate, tingnan mo ngayon, ubos yung ngipin niya. She loves chocolate. She eat chocolate. And one time, she come to Papa, chocolate. So I talked to her. Did Mama say yes? Who taught her that? Sino nagturo sa kanya? So I called my wife. He walks, did you really say yes? And you know what she did? She hid. See, man tried to explain in mind, sabi ng iba, it's because of culture, because may nagturo. Not necessarily. Yes, the culture would enhance and cause it to react, but the sin, the tainted sin, the condition is there. See, man tries to run away from it, tries to control it, and tries to manage it. But you know, we can never understand our heart. If you study the church history, there was one point in church history that the Christians or the priest and the monk will hide themselves sa monastery. They don't want to be experienced sin kasi nga yung world is magulo at makumundo. Ang ginawa nila, they isolated themselves. But even though they isolated themselves, sila pa rin ay may problema. Why? Because the heart. Outside the heart, it's already sinful. See, third thing we learn from here is only God understands the heart. You see, the question and answer, who can understand it? And God said, I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind. It's only God who discern what's happening in your inner man. In 1 Kings 8:39, it says here, for you only know the heart of all children of mankind. In Psalms 44:21, we read, would not God discover this? For he knows the secrets of the heart. Hala. Alam niya ano ang tinatago ng puso mo. Hindi man makita ng pastor, ng leader mo, ng care group leader mo, pero alam niya ano ang tinatago ng puso mo. Kaya sabi mo sa katabi mo, hala. Hala. You see, you can never hide it. You can be very good in church, but outside is iba. You can never hide it to your spouse. You can never hide it to your parents or your care group leader. You can hide it to them, but you can never hide it from God. But the problem also is that many times we look at our situation based on our own eyes, but the Lord weighed it in our heart. We judge it. Hindi mangyayari sa akin yan, hindi ako babagsak. Sa totoo, that kind of attitude, it can cause you to fall. Yung pala, ikaw pala ang gumagawa. You see, there's a danger here. You see, the Pharisee, when Jesus was confronting the Pharisee, yung matong mga religious leaders na ito, nakatakot, and sabi ni Jesus sa kanila, you are those who justify yourself before men, but God knows your heart. You elevate yourself as righteous and holy. You elevate yourself as someone prominent. But sa totoo, ang puso mo ay marumi. And God sees your heart. You know, very dangerous sa atin to. Church, we can be very good sa simbahan, but outside at workplace, how are you? How do you treat your employers? How do you treat your children? How do you treat your spouse? How do you live your life? Because it can be very, may mask ka dito, pero sa labas, iba. But God sees our heart. We can even say, justify. You see, ganito naman, pastor, ganito. But again, it's the heart issue. Sometimes we behave like the Pharisee. We judge people and we even said we're better than the rest. But you know, God sees our heart. And He's the only one. He sees the condition. And one thing we can learn from here, because God really knows our heart, He's the only one who can fix it. And this leads us to the last point. God is merciful to fix it. We surrender our heart because He's merciful enough to care to fix ang ating mga puso. He's loving enough to willingly come and mold our hearts, even though sometimes ang gulo, divided, at many times wayward. You see, when David said, unite my heart, it was a petition. It was a prayer to God. He's asking God, Lord, come and lead me. Fix me. Reform my heart according to your desires. You see, there's a beautiful promise that we can hold today in Ezekiel chapter 11. Sabi dito, ang promise is here that I will give you one heart and a new spirit, and I will put within them, I will remove the heart of stone from the flesh and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statute and keep my rules and obey them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. See, this is the promise of God to the Israelite. If you understand their context, pag naintindihan nyo, the Israelite, again, I said, they were going around and round. They're sinning against God. So what the Lord sent them, and they were dispersed. They were spread all over. The Assyrian, the Babylonian conquered their land, and they were dispersed. They were scattered. But God promised that He will bring them back to His promised land and to Himself. And when God fulfilled that promise, na dinala niya uli itong mga Israelites, you know ang respond ng mga tao? In verse 8, He says here, and when they come here, they will remove from all His detestable things in all His abomination. You see, out of response of God's mercy, as He brought the people back to the land, ang respond ng mga tao ay repentance, confession of their sins. And that's what, after that, God promised to give them a new heart. You know, this event, this promise, if you look closely, is similar to our lives. You see, sin scattered us. Because of sin, our life is scattered all over. Remember when before you surrendered your life to God? Your life is all over. Hindi mo alam, wala kang direction. But God showed His mercy and sent His Son to die for us on the cross on behalf of us. And because of Christ, we were gathered once again, may reconciliation to God the Father, and this restoration. And responding to His great love and mercy, we repented of our sin. We asked God for forgiveness, and we surrender our life to Him. And when we experience that new birth, God promised, Jesus promised that He will send a helper, the Holy Spirit, to dwell in us. And the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will lead us to the truth, the Spirit of truth. How do the Lord change us? The Holy Spirit will guide us to the truth. It helps us, the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. The Holy Spirit also symbolizes fire. Fire. Ano ibig sabihin ng fire? Tinatanggal yung mga impurities ng ating mga buhay. As we surrender before God, He removes and refines our hearts. The Holy Spirit draws us closer to Christ that we may abide in Him. And as we abide in Christ, we'll be fruitful. And when we become fruitful, the God, Father is glorified. When the Holy Spirit is working in us, He gives us the fruit of the Spirit. You see, brothers and sisters, none of us are worthy. None of us can say that we are perfect, but out of God's mercy and love, He is willing to come and reach out to your heart to change our heart. Kaya tanong mo sa katabi mo, kamusta puso mo? But how should we respond to this truth? Come to God. Kung ano man situation ng puso mo, may bitterness man, may certain sin that you're hindering, come to God and say, Lord, fix my heart. I like a prayer by Thomas Cranmer, a bishop, an Anglican bishop in 1500s. And sabi niya, Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that may we perfectly love Thee and worthily magnify Thy holy name through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You see, when we surrender our heart, as I call upon the worship team, we surrender our heart because He deserves to be honored, to fear His name. We surrender our hearts because our hearts are broken and tainted with sin. We surrender our hearts because only God knows ang ating mga puso. Kahit sabihin mo na ako ay matuwid, malinis ang aking puso, kahit sabihin mo yan na, ay, okay lang ako, maganda ang puso ko, but not necessary. You have not known your heart. And lastly, we surrender our heart because God is merciful to fix it. To bring this sermon into a close, I would like to share a comparison between three kings. A comparison between three kings. See, King Saul was a man anointed by people. He's a man of stature. Sabi daw matangkad siya. Probably guwapo. Hindi ko alam eh. Kitang-kita from ano. Baka height niya si Pong. Matangkad. Kitang-kita from afar. But you know, when he was anointed, you see later part when he made a mistake, he didn't really repent. He didn't really repent. Ang ginawa niya, instead of repenting before God, sabi niya, I sin before God, pero sinabi niya kay Samuel, please, come with me so that people will honor me. You remember that? He didn't really repent. He seek his own way. You see, his heart was totally divided and far away from God. Now, let's look at King Solomon. See, King Solomon was different. He was the wisest of all kings. He even encountered God in a special way. Anong gusto mo? Ang sabi ni Solomon, ano? Give me wisdom. Wow! Pag dumating ang Panginoon sa iyo at tinanong sa iyo, anong gusto mo? Ano, may sagot ba kayo? Salapi daw. Anong gusto mo? Pero Solomon is different. He said, give me wisdom. And God granted him wisdom and he became the wisest of all kings. Yet in his own wisdom and knowledge, his wisdom and knowledge was never enough to protect him from falling into sin. Kahit marunong siya, kahit alam niya lahat na bagay, kahit kailangan niya ma-explain, kahit nakasulat siya ng proverb, ng Ecclesiastes, in Song of Solomon, may love song pa siya. Even he's full of wisdom, it did not protect him from falling into sin. How many wives do he have? 300 plus 700 concubines. I don't know which is which. So you call that 1,000. 1,000 divided by 300. So how much per day? Isang 1,000 wife is so hard to handle. Isa lang nga, mahirap eh. Do you agree? Ang hirap ng isa ha? 1,000? Hindi mo madidilang 1,000. Kaya full of wisdom siya. But you know, he started to introduce the false gods. King Solomon. He's the one who built altar here left and right and caused the nation to spiral. But now look at King David. You see, this King Solomon, his heart was divided. Totally divided. But King David, he was anointed by God to be king of Israel. And he was described a man after God's own heart. A man after God's heart. Was he perfect? Yes or no? He was never perfect. He made a lot of blunder. Was his heart divided? Yes or no? His heart was divided. His heart was divided. But if you look at his writing, even though he don't have the stature of King Saul, or he might not have the wisdom of knowledge that King Solomon, you know one thing about him? He constantly come to God and offer his heart. In some of his psalm, read his psalm, he will pray and write this, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. You read his psalm, he would always quote the Lord, check my heart. Lord, check my heart. Create in me, purify my heart. And in Psalms 139, he said, search me. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts and see if there's any grievous way in me and lead me in the way of everlasting. You see, one thing unique about him, even though his heart is divided, he continually coming to the Lord and say, create in me a clean heart. And I pray that will be our prayer, that we will come to God and say, even though God has blessed us, Lord, bless us with this, we will come to God and say, Lord, create in me a clean heart. I don't want to play church. I want us to grow deeper in our walk of God. You see, when David fall into sin, he realized his mistake. Alam niyo nangyari, right? Marami siyang ginawa. When he realized his mistake, when Nathan came to him, you are that man. You know, he came running back to the Lord with his broken heart. He came running back to the Lord with his divided heart. Because he knew God is steadfast love. I learned this as I was preparing this sermon. Unite my heart to fear your name is many times when we look at the text, we want to offer God a very clean heart. Paminsan gusto natin, Lord, ito ang gusto mong puso. Wala yang ano ha, malinis yan. Perfect yan. Tingnan mo, pusong-puso talaga oh. I heart you. But you know, in reality, sa buhay ng Kristiyano, paminsan nagkakamali tayo. Nagsisinungaling, nag-aawayan, we seek other idols in our life, we enter a new relationship that's wrong, we seek our own desire, we come to the Lord and said, Lord, bless me, pero after the Lord bless you, you turn away from God. You said, Lord, pag binigyan mo lang ako ng trabaho, pag binigyan mo lang lahat-lahat, alam mo, Lord, magpapatayo ako ng church sa many, many places. Wow! May nag-promise ka, hindi mo kinip. And said, Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart, but natisod ka lang sa isang sister, ayaw mo na mag-serve. Tumingin ka sa isang babae, ang ganda ng damit, and you lusted over her, another one. You know, in reality, our Christian walk is like this. If you are really true to yourself, the Lord has blessed us, but in reality, our heart is always broken. But the beautiful thing is this, we can come to God. We can come to God. We can come to God and say, Lord, Panginoon, sa iyo ang aking puso. But the beautiful thing here, you know what David says? He says, what he described God. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. Our God will not despise. No matter the situation happening of you, maybe you have failed God, maybe you have sinned against God, maybe you have drawn away from God, maybe your heart has been divided. You know what? God is calling you and He will not despise you. You just need to be broken, authentic, tunay sa Panginoon. And when we have that posture, when we have that posture of our heart, it is the Lord that will fix our heart. Panginoon, sa iyo ang aking puso. Let's pray. Lord, nothing is hidden from you. Some of us, Lord, have been living in sin. Some of us, Lord, have been broken of situation. Some of us, Lord, have frustration. Some of us, Lord, have idols in our heart. Some of us, Lord, have not been faithful in the way we live. But Lord, thank you that despite of our situation, despite, Lord, mga puso namin ay divided many times, we thank you that you welcome a broken heart and a contrite heart, and you will not despise. But I pray, Lord, like the psalmist says, unite my heart to fear your name. I would like to invite our worship team to lead us this song. Let us meditate this song before we pray. A broken spirit, worship him. And Sing it again. A broken spirit.
A broken spirit and a contrite heart. You will not despise. You will not despise. You desire truth in the inward parts. A broken spirit.
Let's stand. Let's just say, Lord, let's be honest. Lord, my heart is prone to wander.
Lord, my heart is prone to wander, prone to leave the God I love. He's my heart. Lord, they can seal it. Seal it. Your course above. A broken spirit and a contrite heart. You will not despise.
Yes, Lord.
You will not despise.
Oh, you desire truth.
You desire truth in the inward power.
Oh, broken spirit.
A broken spirit and a contrite heart.
Lord, my heart.
Lord, my heart is prone to wander, prone to leave the God I love. He's my heart. Lord, take and seal it. Seal it, Lord. For course,
Lord, my heart, just the music voices.
Lord, my heart is prone to wander, prone to leave the God I love.
Hear my heart. Lord,
seal it for your course of love.
Purify my heart.
Purify my heart. Let me be as gold and precious silver.
Refiner's fire.
Refiner's fire.
Lord God, and have your way.
My heart's one.
Let's raise our hand and say, it's to be holy.
It's to be holy. Set apart for you, my master, ready to do your will.
Refine his fire.
Refine his fire.
My heart's desire.
My heart's one desire. Is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord.
I choose to be.
I choose to be, yes, God, holy, set apart for you, my master, ready to do your will.
Before I close in prayer, let's just come and find somebody. We're going to pray for one another. Just find a prayer partner if you're with your family. Let's just pray that our heart, that we have that heart united to the Lord. So let's just come to the Lord in prayers to find somebody that we can come and say, Lord, have your way sa aming mga puso. Undivided, Lord, to praise your holy name. Unite our heart to feel you, oh God. Yes. May we love you, Lord. May we worship you. As we close, let's just lift our voice and say, hallelujah, hallelujah, in my heart. Lord, we desire to be holy, to be set apart. Lord, I pray that remind us that we are called to honor you in every aspect of our lives. Remind us, Lord, that our hearts are broken and tainted with sin. And it's only you can discern our heart. And it's only you, Lord, can change our heart. So I pray as Living Word Fellowship, as a church, as your people, unite our heart to fear your name. Come and steer us, lead us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's remain standing. And let's just raise a hand and receive the benediction. Let the words of our mouth and let the meditation of our hearts be accepted to you, O Lord, my rock and my salvation. Lord, remind us that in despite of our divided heart, we can come to you in humility, and it is you that will give us a new heart. Lord, as we go in our own way, I pray that you fill us with your spirit. I pray, Lord, that your word will work in each one of us. No matter where we go, Lord, there will be consistency because we fear your name. Salamat, Panginoon, sa inyong word today. Baon-baon namin yon sa aming mga puso. And may we apply the words we receive today wherever we go. We thank you, Lord. Unite our heart to fear your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us in our worship service. If you're joining us at our AGM, please remain. But God bless. But turn to somebody to tell that person, may our heart be focus in the Lord. God bless everyone. God bless.